This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The oral language skills of low-income children are often slow to develop. That's why teachers in Dallas are making an effort to get pre-K to second grade students to speak in complete sentences.
Levanta tu mano si tienes una oración para mí. Una oración completa.
Raise your hand if you have a sentence for me, teacher Jorge Ruiz tells his pre-K bilingual students. He holds up a photo of a bear and calls on 4-year-old Jimena.
El oso es café.
Oh, I like that. Me gustó mucho.
Jimena says the bear is brown. This may seem like an easy test, but Ruiz says there's a larger lesson at work. Here at Arthur Kramer Elementary and schools around the district, students in pre-K through second grade are being encouraged to speak in complete sentences.
When they come the first day of school, there's a silent period for most of them. So they're very shy. They are not very sure of what they're going to say. And they don't have the vocabulary to say what they want to say.
To get them past that hurdle, every day, Ruiz has them learn 6 new words. Today, they're working on the unit family, and words like brother, baby, and whisper.
When I say, okay, talk to your partner, and use the word murmurar, like whispering. So let's whisper to your partner.
The district launched the new initiative in the fall. Posters promoting it have appeared on campuses across Dallas schools. There's an image of a hand, and beside each finger is a word. The 5-word phrase reads, always speak in complete sentences.
What all the research has shown us for decades now is that if we can have kids reading by third grade, it dramatically improves the chances of lifelong success. And we know that up until third grade, kids are learning to read. And then after third grade, kids are reading to learn, which is why it's so important that we focus on those most formative years.
That's Alan Cohen, Assistant Superintendent for Early Childhood Education. He says one of the most effective strategies, just getting kids to talk. And parents can help with this too.
If we could just get parents having a 10-minute conversation every day with their kids, it could have dramatic impact on their child's development.
David Dickinson from Vanderbilt University's Department of Teaching and Learning applauds the district's effort.
Oral language ability is very importantly related to reading comprehension, and it's an area of particular weakness for many children who come from homes where the parents may not have had a lot of education or where English may not be spoken in the home.
But Dickinson also cautions, anyone using this approach shouldn't get too hung up on the rules.
The worst possible outcome would be to have a student formulating a complicated thought and struggling to formulate an interesting idea that is not structured in a complete sentence, and then have the teacher respond about the structure of the response and not the content of the response.
Back at Kramer Elementary, students in another classroom are talking about fireworks and other things they've seen.
We have seen fireworks at the park.
Katie Wonserski is the principal at Kramer Elementary.
The interaction between them is getting richer and richer because they're more excited about talking and more confident about talking in their classroom, that when they do their little turn and talks and talk to a friend, they're having a much more verbose conversation.
2 months into the school year, Wonserski says that's a good sign. Stella Chavez, KERA News.